Let's pray once more together.
那我们一起再一次祷告。
Heavenly Father, would you open our hearts to your word?
父啊，请你将你的话向我们开启。
I ask that my speaking would be in the power of your name.
我求你使我的讲道是奉你的名。
Our listening would be in the power of your name.
我们听到是奉你的名。
So that you would be glorified.
因此你可以，我们可以荣耀你。
We pray that through your word today, our lives would be more set apart for you.
让我们的祷告是借着今天的讲道，使我们的生命能够分别为圣，荣耀你。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Our little passage this morning contains one of the greatest, most sweeping commands in the New Testament.
我们今天三章十七节是在新约圣经里面最具能力的一段经节。
Whatever you do in word or in deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus.
无论做什么，或说话或行事，都要奉耶稣的名。
In this command, Paul sums up all his instructions to the Colossians in Colossians chapter 3.
在这一节圣经里面，保罗把所有哥罗西书的命令都总结在这一个经节里。
In it, he concludes all that he has written in verses 1 to 16 about union with Christ.
而且他总结说，从第一节到第十六节，所有基督所做的都在基督一人身上。
In it, he introduces all that he will say in the remainder of the chapter about relationships in the home.
其余的讲章是关于基督徒跟神的关系。
With these few words of verse 17, he lays out for the Colossian believers and for us a transforming vision of the Christian life.
借着三章第十七节，无论做什么，或说话，或行事，都要奉耶稣的名。他定下了我们人生的目标。
A life no longer lived in our name, but in the name of the Lord Jesus.
生命不再是因我们的名而活，乃是因耶稣基督的名而活。
This morning, with two points, let's consider what this vision is and how we may appropriate it.
让我们仔细的思量它的意象是什么。
The call to live in the name of the Lord Jesus.And second, the strength to live in the name of the Lord Jesus.
首先，他呼召我们奉耶稣的名而活。第二是借着耶稣的能力而活。
First, the call to live in the name of the Lord Jesus.
首先，呼召我们按耶稣基督的名而活。
This call in verse 17 is a call to a unified life.
这个呼召是叫我们与主联合的生命。
A servant life and a thankful life.
是成为主仆的生命，而且是一个感恩的生命。
It is a call to a unified life.
是呼召我们与主联合的生命。
Paul says, whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus.
保罗说，无论我们做什么，或行为或言语，都要奉耶稣的名。
The whole life in every part.Is to be done in His name.
换句话说，我们人生的每一件事情都要奉耶稣的名而行。
Here in our corporate worship and all the ministries of the church, do all in the name of the Lord.
所以我们在这里敬拜，在这里我们的事工全都要靠耶稣基督的名。
At work, do all in the name of the Lord.
在我们工作岗位，一切也是为他的名而做。
Going off to college or entering a new job, do all in the name of the Lord.
到上大学或者是到一个新的工作岗位，一切都是为耶稣而做。
Among our family, do all in the name of the Lord.
在我们家庭中，一切所做也是为他的名。
Among both our friends and those hostile to us, do all in the name of the Lord.
不管是在我们的朋友中，或者在我们不友善的人当中，一切所行都要奉耶稣的名。
Under heavy burdens and in times of leisure, do all in the name of the Lord.
不管是肩负重担，或者是在享乐中，都要奉耶稣的名。
In joy and in grief, do all in the name of the Lord.
在喜悦中，在忧伤中，都要奉耶稣的名。
Some of us may be at a place in our lives that we did not expect, it would not have chosen.
Yes, 我们当中有些人可能我们没想到我们的现况，也不会这样选择。
But this too falls under the whatever of verse 17.
即使是这样，也是落在无论做什么的下面。
Whatever you do, do it in the Lord.
无论做什么，都要奉耶稣的名。
The vision this verse sets out for us is of a simple, consistent life.
这一段经节是给我们一个意向，我们要活一个简单而且很重以主为重心的生活。
Not simple because of the absence of diverse activities.
并不是说因为没有其他的行没有其他的 absence of
diverse activities.
其他各样的活动，而是。
But simple in uniting the diverse activities all under the name of the Lord Jesus.
而是将各样不同的活动都与主连结在一起。
Are our lives so united, so integrated under His name?
使我们的生命与主这样的密切的连结在他的名下。
Can we say with the Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 12?For our boast is this, the testimony of our conscience, that we behaved in the world with simplicity and godly sincerity.
所以，保罗在哥林多后书一章第十二节这样说，我们所夸耀的是我们自己的良心，所见证的是神的圣洁和信实，不是靠我们的智慧，乃是靠神的恩典。
So the call to do all in the name of the Lord Jesus is a call to a unified life.
所以他这里的呼召我们与神同工，就是我们与神联合的生命。
Second, it is a call to a servant life.
第二个呼召是一个主仆的生命。
It is a call to live not in our own name, but in the name of the Lord.
是我们不再为自己而活，乃是为基督而活。
We are to act as people under authority.
我们是人在主的权柄之下。
It is a call to be His servants, representing Him, doing His will.
我们是他的仆人，我们代表耶稣，行耶稣的旨意。
This servant life involves acknowledging Him as Lord.
主仆的生命包括认定他是主。
Honoring Him as Lord.
尊他是主。
Relying on Him as Lord.
依靠他是主。
Living in the name of Jesus involves acknowledging Him as Lord.
活在基督的名下，一定要认定他是主。
Proverbs 3:6 expresses what this means.
箴言第三章第六节如此说。
It says, "In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make your path straight."
在你一切所行的事上都要认定他，他必指引你的路。
Fundamentally, to acknowledge the Lord is to take an attitude or posture of awareness of and submission to Him.
基本上认定他是一个心态的改变，认定他是主。
Such an attitude does not come automatically to us Christians.
这样的心态不是自然而然就成为基督徒的心态。
It is not as though as we go about our day, we just naturally do all in the name of the Lord.
好像我们日常生活不是那么自然的说一切都在耶稣的名下而行。
If this were the case, Paul would not have needed to give this command.
倘若我们已经是这样的话，保罗就不需要这样命令我们。
Instead, we must cultivate an attitude of acknowledging the Lord.
换句话说，我们必须培养认定主这个心态。
To discipline our hearts to live more mindfully of Him.
让我们自己有节制，常常思念主。
And though this need not always be verbalized, it is appropriate for us to make effort to consciously acknowledge the Lord in our diverse activities.
虽然我们不需要时时刻刻都说认定他在嘴上，但是对我们是有帮助的这样的想法。
So as I am speaking now, I should acknowledge Him, and in my heart say, "Let my speaking be in Your name."
就像我现在正在讲到，我必须想到我是为耶稣的名而讲的。
As you are listening now, you in your heart should say, let my listening be in your name.
就像我们现在正在听到，让我们心中这样想，我是为耶稣基督的名而听的。
So also in all we do, we acknowledge him and say, this moment is yours. It belongs to you. It is for you.
这样我们每时每刻都是属于神的，也是为神的。
And we say this not as an empty formula or incantation, but as the prayer and commitment of our heart.
我们这样说不是一个虚空的祷告，而是一个心里的认定。
Paul's command here reveals how deeply personal Christian morality is to be.
这里保罗的意象深深地告诉我们，我们跟神的关系。
Christianity is not following some generic moral code.
不是一般的道德观。
Merely conforming to a set of laws.
仅仅是遵守一些条律。
Or embodying a set of virtues.
或者是带上一些美德。
No, it is a moment by moment, act by act, conversation by conversation, acknowledgement of a person, the Lord Jesus.
基督徒的道德观是时时刻刻一言一行一举一动都认定耶稣是主。
Acknowledging his character, his purpose, his authority.
认定主的个性，认定主的旨意，认定主的权威。
As we do that, we know that he is involved, he is present in our lives.
当我们这样想，这样做的时候，我们就知道他在我们的生命当中。
It is a setting apart of our lives for his use.
也是把我们的生命分别为圣，为主使用。
And from this acknowledgement of him as Lord, second, we seek to honor him as Lord.
当不但我们认定他是主，其次我们就是要尊荣他是主。
Since we have recognized this moment as his, we seek to honor him in it.
既然我们认定现在这个时刻就是为主的，我们必须遵从他。
We seek to discern and do his purpose in it.
我们也必须认出我们的目标是为了他的目标，不是我们的。
What will this look like?
这样的生活是怎么样的呢？
As our lives are more broadly and more deeply lived in his name,
让我们的生命更深更广地活在他的名下。
We will find some old actions excluded.
我们会发现我们有些旧的行为会被淘汰。
Some transformed.
有些会被更新。
And some new actions taken up.
我们会穿上新人有新的行为。
Some old actions will be excluded as we live in his name.
当我们住在他的名下，我们会把旧习惯给除掉。
We cannot lust in the name of the Lord.
我们不再因他的名在他名下而贪恋这个世界。
We cannot boast in ourselves and seek our own praise in his name.
我们不再自傲自赏。
We cannot cheat or be dishonest in his name.
我们也不能欺骗，也不能不诚实。
We cannot gossip about a coworker or classmate in his name.
我们不会因我们的同事或同学而说闲话。
We cannot speak disrespectfully to our parents in his name.
我们不能对我们父母不尊敬。
As Paul says in 2 Timothy 2:19.
正如保罗在提摩太后书第二章第十九节这样说。
Let everyone who names the name of the Lord depart from iniquity.
凡称呼主名的人总要离开不义。
The more we acknowledge his name in our lives,
我们 越加的认定他的名。
In word and in deed, the more we are wary of temptation.
在我们的行为和我们的言语上，我们可以战胜我们的试探。
And also the more we are sensitive to evil in ourselves.
我们会对恶的行为更加的敏感。
So we will find some acts excluded.
我们会发现有些除掉的行为。
As we live in his name, we will also find many acts are transformed.
我们也会发现我们许多的行为方式被更新了。
When done in the name of the Lord, the most mundane of acts becomes holy.
当我们奉耶稣的名行，即使最平凡的事情也变成圣洁的。
Driving home from work.
从工作回家。
Enjoying the fireflies ascending on our lawn.
看 看见萤火虫，在草地上的萤火虫。
Greeting our children or parents.
跟我问候我们的孩子跟父母。
Preparing dinner.
向儿子一做晚饭。
As our deeds and words are done in the name of Christ.
当我们这些行为是奉耶稣的名而做的时候。
They become transformed in that they are more and more clothed with His character.
当我们奉他的名行的时候，我们会越来越像是他的性格和像是他的旨意。
His compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience.
他的怜悯，他的温柔，都会成为我们的个性。
Living in Christ's name will transform our acts.
奉耶稣的名而活会改变我们的行为方式。
And living in His name will also move us.To take up new actions.
奉耶稣名而活，我们会做一些更新讨神喜悦的事。
As we live in His name, we become more aware of and courageous in ways to serve and magnify His name.
当我们奉他的名而活的时候，我们会荣耀主的圣灵，愿意帮助神的名传扬。
So taking on or putting more effort into a ministry at church.
譬如我们在教会的事工上多得了参与。
When before we would rather not put in the time.
也许以前我们不想不关心这事儿。
Or speaking to a coworker or neighbor about Christ when before we were too timid or indifferent.
以前我们不太愿意跟我们的同事或者邻居分享耶稣基督，现在我们愿意。
Devoting more time to prayer and meditation when before we were not interested.
以前我们不太喜欢祷告，不喜欢读经。现在我们喜欢更深的祷告，更多的读经。
Opening our hands to charity when before we were too self-concerned.
以前我们是自我中心，不关怀别人。现在也许我们对慈善的事工，我们也有兴趣。
Living in His name makes us men and women after His own heart.
活在他的名下，使我们成为他的子民。
And so moves us into greater acts of faith and love.
让我们有更多的信心和爱心，或靠主的生命。
So we've said this servant life in His name involves acknowledging Him, and so seeking to honor Him.
所以我们说，主仆的生命是不但是认定他，而且是尊他为主。
There's another aspect of living in His name.
还有另外一个层面。
It involves relying on Him.Relying on His strong name.
另外一个层面就是我们是依靠他的名，依靠他的大的圣名。
In saying live in the name of the Lord Jesus.
当我们说住在耶稣的名下。
Paul is calling us to do all things not only for Him but through Him.
保罗不但呼召我们是为神而活，而且是为他靠他而活。
To do them relying on His strength.
靠神的力量而活。
To do them hoping and trusting in His name.
靠神的名，盼望和信靠。
To find the secret that we can do all things through Him who strengthens us.
真正找到这个秘诀，就是我能借着他加给我力量的，凡事都能做。
In whose strength are we going about our day?
当我们每一天的生活，我们是靠自己的能力呢，还是靠谁的能力呢？
Living in His strength is also part of a servant life in His name.
以他的能力而活也是主仆生命的一部分。
So we see Paul is calling us to a unified life.
所以我们这里看到保罗呼召我们做一个与主联合的生命。
And a servant life.
主仆的生命。
And then at the close of the verse, we see a thankful life.
在这个经节后面是一个感恩的生命。
Do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him.
在你一切所行的事上，奉耶稣的名，而且借着他感谢父神。
Thankfulness is a great concern of Paul's in this passage.
在这里，感恩的心是保罗很关注的一个问题。
If you have your Bibles open to Colossians 3.
如果你把你的圣经打开到哥罗西书第三章，
You'll see that Paul mentions thankfulness three times in three consecutive verses.
在这个第三章里面，他三次的强调感恩的心。
Verses 15 to 17, And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body, and be thankful. It's one time. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your hearts to God too. And whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him.
譬如第三章第十五节这样说，又要叫基督的平安在你们心里做主，你们也要为此蒙召成归为一体，且要存感恩的心。第一次说感恩 ，OK。十六节，当用各样的智慧把基督的道丰丰富富的藏在心里，用诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此教导，互相劝诫，心被恩感，歌颂神。第二次，再提到感恩的心。第三次，无论做什么，或说话，或行事，都要奉主耶稣的名，借着他感谢父神。第三次强调。
Have we gotten the point?
我们有没有得到这个重点？
Paul is stressing that Christians are to be thankful people.
保罗在这里强调基督徒必须是个感恩的人。
And in our verse, verse 17, Paul ties that thankfulness to their doing everything in the Lord Jesus' name.
在第十七节里头，保罗把所有的一切都绑在一起，奉耶稣的名，借着他感谢父神。
We may say this.
也许我们这样说，
living in the name of Jesus without such thanksgiving is not truly living in the name of the Lord Jesus.
也许我们可以这样说，如果我们说我们活在耶稣的名下却不感恩，我们其实是没有活在他的名下。
True servanthood to the Lord is joyful and thankful.
真正主仆人的生命是喜乐的，而且是蛮有感恩的。
It is not sour or bitter.
不是忧忧愁愁，或者是苦苦闷闷的。
Nor is it anxious.
也不是焦虑的。
As we consider this vision of living in Christ's name, a unified life, a servant life, a thankful life.
当我们思考这个意象，做与主合一的生命，做主仆人的生命和感恩的生命时，
and we try to embrace this vision.
我们希望大家都拥把这个意象放在我们的心里。
We may be by God's grace brought to a place of greater self-awareness.
也许by因着神的恩典，我们可以对自己有更加的认识。
A brokenness and contrition.
也许我们会觉得我们实在不配而谦卑下来。
As we consider what Paul has laid out.
当我们看到保罗在这里让我们摆在我们面前的。
We realize how much we do not truly live in His name.
我们理会到我们确实没有靠耶稣的名而活。
We see how in so many ways we have not done as Proverbs 3:6 says.
我们看到自己很多方面都没有照着箴言三章第六节这样的而行。
Acknowledge Him in all our ways.
在一切的事上认定他。
We realize how even in those ways we imagined to acknowledge Him, we still live in our own name.
我们常常在我们想象的事，在我们考虑的事，我们都是以自己为中心，没有以他的名为中心。
Or we see how we have belied our confession to act in His name by our thanklessness and worry.
当我们没有感恩的心的时候，我们其实是亏损了神的名。
A great truth in this verse is that in the name of Christ,Our most trivial moments may be drawn up into His holiness.
其实这里面很重要的一个信息就是最琐碎的事，如果我们能够奉耶稣的名而行，就会成圣的。
And yet, so often the opposite happens in our lives.
可惜的是，常常是相反的事情发生了。
His holy name is brought down into our triviality and sin.
神圣洁的名。被我们的琐碎给粉碎了。
And in this way, we take the Lord's name in vain.
其实我们这样就是虚称神的名。
Instead of what is trivial becoming holy, what is holy becomes trivial.
使那些琐碎的变成圣洁，使那圣洁的变成琐碎。
If this is where we are,
如果这是我们今天的光景。
In one degree or another, this is where all of us Christians are.
其实我们每个人都是这样的。
How can we change to embrace a life that is lived in His name?
我们如何改变使我们的生命能够奉耶稣的名而活？
This leads to our second point, the strength to live in the name of the Lord Jesus.
这里带我们进入神能力、神名的能力里面而活。
Where do we find the strength to live in the Lord's name?
我们如何从神的名里面找到能力呢？
According to Scripture, strength to live in His name comes by the knowledge of that name.
但按照圣经说，能力是来自对神名的认识而来的。
Psalm 9 verse 10 puts it this way. And those who know your name put their trust in you. For you, O Lord, have not forsaken those who seek you.
诗篇第九章第十节这样说：耶和华，认识你名的人要依靠你，因为你没有离弃他们，寻求他们寻求你的人。
The more we know the Lord's name, the more we are enabled to live in it.
我们越加认识耶稣的名，我们就更能活在他的名下。
If we find that our strength to live in it is failing,
我们发现我们的能力是从神而来。
Then we need to again meditate on what that name is.
我们必须常常默想耶稣这个名是什么。
Let me suggest three lines that we can meditate on.
三件事情，我们可以这样的思考。
Let us consider the worthiness, the grace, and the promise of the name of Jesus.
让我们从这三方面来思考。耶稣的名是尊贵的，耶稣的名是有恩典的。耶稣的名有应许的。
We should consider the worthiness of His name.
神主名的尊贵，我们要常常思考。
His name is worthy to be the banner over all our lives.
神尊贵的名是我们生命的旗帜。
His name is worthy because Scripture tells us He is the creator and sustainer of all.
神尊贵的名是不单单是宇宙的创造者，也是我们生命的保障。
So Paul has already told the Colossians in chapter 1, verses 16 to 17, all things were created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together.
在这里，哥罗西书第一章十六十七节这样说：万有都是靠着他造的，也是为他造的。他在万有以先，万有也是靠他而立的。
So the song that is sung to the Father in Revelation 4:11 may be sung of the Son as well.
所以呢，在启示录四章第十一节这样的赞美神说，
Worthy are you, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they existed and were created.
愿一切的尊贵荣耀都归给你，因为你造了一切。
And His name is worthy because of His redeeming work in the cross and resurrection.
因为他的名为什么尊贵？因为他拯救了我们，在十字架上买赎了我们。
So another song in Revelation 5 verse 12.
因此，在启示录十二第五章第十二节这样说：
Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and might and honor and glory and blessing.
神的羔羊是尊贵的，能够得到荣耀、尊贵和赞美，因为他为我们舍命了。
So Paul says in Romans 14:7-9.
因此，保罗在罗马书第十四章第七节、第九节这样说：
None of us lives to himself, and none of us dies to himself. If we live, we live to the Lord. If we die, we die to the Lord.So then, whether we live or whether we die, we are the Lord's. For to this end, Christ died and lived again, that he might be Lord of both the dead and of the living.
罗马书第十四章第七、第九节说，没有一个人为自己活，没有一个人为自己死。我们活着是为主活着，我们死了也是为主。 因为我们不论是活着死着总是主的人。因此耶稣基督死了而复活，要做死人和活人的主。
By his death and resurrection, he has laid a claim on our lives.
借着他的死与复活，他对我们生命中有价值。
He is worthy to be our Lord.
他是我们尊贵的主。
1 Corinthians 6, 19 to 20 says this, You are not your own, for you were bought with a price, that is the price of Jesus' blood. So glorify God in your body.
哥林多前书说，我们已经不再属自己，因为我们是耶稣重价买赎回来的，我们是属神的。
We are not our own, we belong to him.
我们不再属自己，我们是属乎神。
He has purchased us at the price of his holy life.
他用他圣洁的生命买赎了我们。
So may our lives be for him.
愿我们的生命为主而活。
As our heart grasps the worthiness of the name of the Lord Jesus, we will be led to live in that name.
当我们的心能够真正的了解神圣名的荣耀和尊贵，我们才会真正的活出他的样式。
Second, let us know the grace of his name.
也让我们知道耶稣圣名的恩典。
From his most ancient dealings with Israel, God revealed grace to be at the heart of his name.
在古代历史中，神向以色列百姓显出他的恩典。
So Exodus 34, 5 to 6 tells us,
出埃及记第34章第六节这样说
The Lord descended in the cloud and stood with him, that's Moses there, and proclaimed the name of the Lord.
神从云降下对摩西这样说
The Lord passed before him and proclaimed, the Lord, a God merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness.
神在摩西的面前这样经过的时候，这样宣告：耶和华，耶和华，你是满有怜悯、有恩典的神，不轻易发怒，并有丰盛的恩典和慈爱。
Grace is at the heart of God's name.
恩典是神圣名的中心。
And that grace is most fully expressed in our Lord Jesus Christ.
这恩典在完全的表达在我们主耶稣基督身上。
So as we live in the name of the Lord,
当我们活在耶稣名下,
let us grasp and rest in the grace of that name.
让我们真正抓住耶稣这个名的恩典是何等的大。
As we fail to live holy in that name,
当我们不信没活出他的恩典圣名的荣耀时,
let us not grow weary and give up.
让我们不要放弃。
But let us seek mercy in that name.
让我们求神的怜悯，靠着他的名求神的怜悯。
Mercy to cleanse and restore us.
让他的怜悯能够再一次的洁净我们。
As we know the name of the Lord is full of mercy, we are strengthened to live in it.
当我们知道耶稣的名是充充满满有恩典有怜悯。
Finally, let us know the full promise.
最后让我们真正的知道是他的名的应许。
For as we know his promise, we hope in him and are thankful in him.
当我们认知他的应许的时候，我们才能够在他里面能够信靠，能够盼望。
The Bible is overflowing with the promises held in God's name.
圣经里面充满了很多神的应许。
Joel 2:32Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved.
约珥记二章三十二节这样说，凡求靠他名的人就必得救。
Psalm 124, verse 8, Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth.
诗篇124篇八节这样说，我们得帮助是倚靠造天造地的耶和华的名。
Proverbs 18:10, The name of the Lord is a strong tower.The righteous run into it and are safe.
箴言十八章第十节这样说：耶和华的名是坚固台，一人奔入便得安稳。
Even in the midst of the darkest times in our lives, the name of the Lord holds promise.
就在我们生命最低沉、最暗淡的时候，神的名是亮光，是我们的盼望。
Isaiah 50 verse 10 says this.
以赛亚书五十章第十节这样说。
Let him who walks in darkness and has no light trust in the name of the Lord and rely on his God.
那些行在暗中的人倚靠耶稣基督耶和华的名仰赖他的名。
And all the promises of God's name are found in the Lord Jesus Christ.
所有的应许神的名都在耶稣基督一身。
Paul says all the promises of God are yes in him.
所以保罗说所有耶稣基督的应许都是是的是的。
So the more we know the name of the Lord, the more we hope in that name.
所以当我们更加认识耶稣圣名的尊贵恩典，我们会更加能够信靠他。
For both the near future and the far.
不但是最近眼前的时候，也是以后的事。
For tomorrow and for eternity.
为明天，为永恒，我们都可以信靠他。
As we know the promise of His name.
因为我们知道神圣名的应许。
We are strengthened to live in His name.
我们靠着他的名可以有能力 被坚定，靠他的名而活。
This is the last sermon in a combined service.
这是我跟大家最后的一个讲道。
I will preach as a pastor of China Grace.
我是再一次以神州教会的牧师向大家讲道。
And I can think of no better exhortation and prayer for us than this.
我想下面是更好的祷告。
That we would know the name of the Lord Jesus, and in knowing, live in that name.
让我们真正的认知耶稣基督的圣名的伟大，然后真正活在这个名下。
That we would know His name and its worthiness.
我们会知道他圣名的尊贵。
In all its grace,
还有圣名的恩典。
In all its gospel promise,
还有所有圣经上的应许。
And so we would be strengthened to live a unified life.
我们靠着他的名，可以能够有与主联合的生命。
A servant life,
主仆人的生命。
And a thankful life in His name,
而且是一个感恩的生命，奉耶稣的名。
Let's pray together.
那我们一起祷告。
Lord Jesus, we recognize that Your name is worthy to be the banner over all our life.
主耶稣，我们认定你的名是我们生命的旗帜，是值得尊荣的。
And we confess as we hear Your word how often we have failed to live in that name.
我们承认，我们常常听到你的话语，但是我们却亏欠了你。
How often we have claimed to live in Your name, but have not.
我们时常奉你的名，但是我们却没有活在你的名下。
How often we have served You without thankfulness.
我们常常侍奉你，没有一个感恩的心。
And we ask for Your grace.
我们求你的恩典再一次围绕我们。
To open the eyes of our hearts.
打开我们的心眼。
So we will know Your great name.
让我们更加认识你伟大的名。
How worthy it is of all our lives.
多么尊贵的名在我们的生命中。
How full of grace it is.
是多么充满恩典的名。
How full of promise.
多么充满各样的应许的名。
So we will know how right and how sweet it is to walk in Your name.
让我们知道是应当活在你的名下，而且是甘甜的。
Father, we pray all this in Jesus' name.
父啊，我们祈求这一切奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.